It's 10:30 in the morning on a Friday, May the 11th. I've been sitting completely still, just kind of looking at the sky for at least 15 or 20 minutes. And I brought my Bible and some water out here. And upon walking outside after studying the Word this morning, I did a quick check of email. And there was an email from LinkedIn with this week's updates. And I just casually scrolled through them, almost with a sense of, you know, oh boy, you know, what are the latest headlines now, kind of thing, a sense of kind of just disgust. And there was this message in there about this company called Clout, and it's this idea that your social media status is now being measured and determined how much of an influence you are, how much of use you could be to other companies that want to leverage your influence for promoting their products. And by the time I got done reading just the first two or three paragraphs, I just got sick in my stomach and my arm dropped with my phone, and I'm just like, how ridiculous. And I've been sitting here just feeling such a burden. I mean, and I've actually been praying and asking the Lord to help me with this burden, because I feel like the world, in particular Christianity, is in complete crisis. I mean, the way I see it, we are in complete crisis, and the devil is absolutely winning. Period, end of story. If you look at it just from a sheer number standpoint, he's absolutely winning. And he's not just winning among the lost, he's winning in the church. The striking statistic that I read in a book the other day was a pastor who was authentic and transparent enough to admit that he assessed that of his congregation, that less than 10% of them sitting in there on a weekly basis are prepared to meet the Lord Jesus Christ upon his return. Less than 10% of the people sitting in his church. And I have to tell you, I have felt that I have known a similar statistic. I wouldn't have put a number to it, but I certainly would have known for years that the majority of the people sitting in church are going through the motions. They are all about religion. They have no relationship, and they would be more likely to be among the goats than they would the sheep when Jesus comes to divide. And I am shocked. I am angered. I have indignation. I am upset about this. I am burdened by this. The longer I've been away from Egypt, the marketplace, and the world system, the more sensitive I'm becoming to its ways, and it's becoming almost alarming to me to go back into the marketplace and still see, even among Christians, there is no trust in God. I mean, it's pathetic to say that as Christians, they need to learn to trust God. It's just like me. I was in that exact place. I was a Christian, but I just didn't trust God. I liked the idea of Christianity. I liked the idea of Jesus Christ as an insurance policy, but I hated the idea of him being Lord over my life, period, end of story. Because to me, that meant I had to give up things that were pleasurable to me, things that I wanted, things that I deserved, things I could work for, never realizing that I've been missing out on the greatest treasure, the greatest joy, and the greatest things of my life, a relationship, intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see this stubbornness. I see the deceit that the devil has done on people, and that they are so deceived into believing that this is what life is about, and that it's okay to be these half-baked, watered-down Christians who talk about God but do not obey God, who think he's an interesting subject but who do not trust him. And I am desperate to find the people like Edwin Salazar who know, because they've experienced brokenness, that they're headed in the wrong direction, and that they need more of Jesus Christ in their life, and they need to be more obedient to the scriptures. And I am, I just knew that I could not walk away from this table until I recorded this today, because it is a burden that is rising up in me that I cannot get away from. It's robbing me of my ability to focus on almost anything else in this very moment. I am desperate to turn this back, to return people to Jesus Christ, to pull the spiritual blinders off of people. And I just don't know how to do it. I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the resources, but I know that somehow, some way, God will make this available to me, that I'm still in this training ground myself, being trained, but that one day he will release me, God willing, to be able to help people. Because I see people basically walking themselves straight to hell with a smile on their face and with a backpack that says, you know, it's got a Christian logo on the back. and they think they're headed to heaven and they're headed straight to hell. They're going to be in such a deep mess they don't even realize. And at the very least, they're going to be the ones that the Bible says they get to heaven, but only as one escaping the flames. Oh, man, it's just a horrible thought. Horrible thought. Some days I wish I would have almost remained deceived and just stayed right where I was at, because this burden is so intense. And yet, the burden exists because of my love for God and the desire to get people out of this. It's horrible.